foreheads of Brahma. They are all seen in their majestic elegance from this very holy hill called Mangar. There is Dangar, Bhangar, Vilasgar, and Mangar. On the top of this beautiful mountain is Man Mandir, one of the holiest, most peaceful and secluded places of Sri Brajbhumi. We are all, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, Srimati Radharani, being given this causeless experience of being here on this auspicious evening. Under the starlit night of the sky of Barasana, we are gathered together to take or receive within our hearts the causeless mercy of the Holy Dham. We have come on this yatra to receive the mercy of this great holy place. The Lord is especially revealed in his beautiful form of the deity, in the form that is described within the holy scriptures that we meditate upon. He appears within his name. All the opulences and powers of God are within his name. When we remember the name of Krishna, Krishna manifests himself within our hearts. Within the Leela, the pastimes of the Lord, Krishna is manifesting. In fact, when we hear the holy pastimes of the Lord, the pastimes are literally being reenacted in the form of sound vibration. And when we develop that purity of faith, when we hear the Leela of the Lord, we can directly experience that pastime with Krishna and his associates taking place personally within our hearts. This is not an imagination. This is the highest reality. This material world that we identify ourselves with is actually imagination. It is born out of mental concoction. The eternal soul is forever meant to remember Krishna, his form, his name, his pastimes. But out of the mental concoction that is created from the contaminated mind, we are thinking this illusory world is a reality. But actually, when we hear the divine Leela of the Lord with that pure faith, that Leela is being reenacted within our very hearts. That is reality. Krishna's qualities When we remember the divine qualities we read of the scriptures, those qualities bring the presence of God, Sri Krishna, Sri Radharani, within our hearts. And the devotees of the Lord are also non-different than the Lord. Through their association and kindness, we can always be in connection to Krishna. And also there is the Dham. There is the Roop, Guna, Lila, Jana, and Dham. The holy Dham is the manifestation of Krishna on this earth. It is very special. Some of you are sleeping. When you are sleeping, you are not conscious of the Lila we are discussing. You are not conscious of the form of the Lord or of the name of the Lord. You even forget that you're with the devotees of the Lord. But when you sleep in the holy Dham, you are still getting purified. Because you are in the Dham. That is the mercy of the holy abode of the Supreme Personality of God. And within the Dham, what do we find? The Roop, the beautiful deities of the Lord everywhere. In Vrindavan, 5,000 temples, thousands, thousands more throughout Braja. And wherever we go, we find people singing the holy names. When we are with thousands and thousands of devotees throughout the holy Dham, and when we are with sincere devotees, naturally, as we're walking, this is the place that Krishna met gopis under Vamsivas. This is the place that Krishna danced with Sri Radhika as peacock. This is the place that Krishna blocked the path of gopis to perform his Dankheli Leela. In fact, we even saw this Leela taking place tonight. How many of you got blocked by Krishna tonight with his stick? Asking donation. Of course, this Krishna wanted rupees. So in the holy Dham, the manifestations of Krishna are so natural and easy to remember. And it is our great aspiration that we can capture within our hearts with deep absorption the remembrance of Krishna. We want to take the holy Dham with us wherever we go. We want our heart to become Sri Vrindavan Dham, the place where Krishna's name, his form, his pastimes, his devotees, they are always present. Srila Prabhupada very much desired devotees from all over the world to come regularly, to become spiritually recharged, and bring the sweet mood of Braja with us wherever we go, and give it to others. That is the greatest charity. Man Mandir is a place that you will never forget for the rest of your lives, if you are fortunate. Mm-hmm. Very few people come here, but everyone knows the holiness of this place. They do not come so much because it is difficult to get to, but they know the supreme sanctity. It is here that bhakti rules over the object of bhakti. It is here where love conquers the lover. It is here where the highest essence of the perfection of the teachings of Gita, where Krishna says, only through devotion can you understand me in truth, is personified. It is here where the ultimate essence of Srimad Bhagavatam has been revealed. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us that it is only through pure devotional service that we can understand Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us the story of Dhruva, Prahlad, Ambarish, and so many other great, great devotees who had perfected their lives through unalloyed devotion. But of all devotees, the devotees of Vrindavan, they have conquered Krishna in the most intimate, divine way. Why is that? Because they have the deepest mood of utter surrender to the pleasure of the beloved Krishna. Therefore, Krishna wrestles with them. He dances with them. He cries to get their attention. He steals from them. He runs away from them in fear. Can you imagine Narsingadev running away in fear from Prahlad? Can you imagine Varahadev weeping and crying when his mother picks up the whipping stick? Krishna is Purnavatar. In Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth reciprocates the sweetest pastimes of love with his devotees. But of all devotees, the Bhagavatam reveals, Sri Radharani is supreme. When Srimati Radharani left Raslila, Krishna could not remain with all the other beautiful goddesses of fortune, the gopis. They are the supreme goddesses of fortune. At that point, when Krishna left the Raslila, because he could not find pleasure without Sri Radharani, then the highest truth was revealed through Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is here at Manmandir where Krishna glorifies Sri Radharani and Sri Radharani glorifies Krishna in such a superlative form. Krishna directly, personally makes Sri Radharani angry, because he wants to show all of creation, all of existence, his subordinate position to the love of his devotee. And Sri Radharani becomes angry simply for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. And this is the place where she comes to sit in her man, her spiritual emotion of anger to attract Krishna. And it is here that Krishna performs so many wonderful, wonderful pastimes to attract the attention of his own divine pleasure potency, sometimes placing his crown on her lotus feet. Lord Brahma placed his crown on Krishna's lotus feet. Lord Indra, after the Govardhan Puja, he placed his crown on Krishna's lotus feet. Lord Shiva, after the defeating of Banasura, he placed his crown on Krishna's lotus feet. The whole universe, all the self-realized great souls, they placed their crown on Krishna's lotus feet. Here at Sriman Mandir, Krishna places his crown with tears in his eyes on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So what is our business coming here? We have no qualification to understand these pastimes in truth. We have no purity to attract the realizations of these confidential leelas. But by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna, we come here to honor and respect the great gift of Krishna consciousness. To pray, to beg for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That we can be conquered. That we can be conquered by the desire to serve. When I was living here in 1971, nothing here was existing. There was just an old, old, dilapidated, little tiny structure with some caves in it. That was all. And there was just two people living. Very simple, austere life. But what a pleasurable life. Pleasurable in the sense that there was nothing to distract our attention away from our chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. Just to get water, we'd have to climb down mountains and bring it up with buckets. But every evening, all the children from the local villages would come up here, about 50, 60 children, and they would have incredibly ecstatic kirtan dancing for about 2 hours. All day was simply seclusion, chanting, reading, going out begging for some rotis, coming back. And at night, all these children would gather on this mountain and sing and dance. Beautiful kirtan of Maha Mantra. It was so ecstatic. How they would dance, how they would chant, the little Brijabasi children. And there was a little altar made out of the straw that is fed to cows. And in that altar, there was a little picture of Radha and Krishna. I remember one little child, he was probably 5 years old. After the kirtan one night, they were all ringing bells and playing drums and singing, dancing, and the whole of Barsana could hear this kirtan. They'd be playing, blowing conch shells. Very sweet. This boy took me by the hand and brought me to the little altar where there was the picture of Radha and Krishna, photograph. He did not know English. He only knew Brijabasi language. But he he showed me this photo, and he said with such conviction, he said, "This is my God." And his word penetrated my heart, 5-year-old boy. He was convinced. There was no question. 100% his faith was Radha and Krishna is his God. He said, "This is my God." The way he said it, I was thinking, maybe it will take me hundreds and hundreds of births to have that faith. If I study the holy scriptures for many, many births, chant the holy names, perform seva, maybe I will be able to say like him, "This is my God." Do we have that faith? Faith comes natural when we please Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. And when we make aparads, that natural faith that is within our heart is covered by the veil of Maya. And when we have a true service attitude, humility, then Krishna lifts that veil, and then there is faith. "This is my God." Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. Is everyone happy? Should we go now? Perhaps you are tired.
No.
If you like, we can sing one bhajan and then. Could someone hold?